The apostles of Jesus Christ were faithful witnesses to what they saw and experienced, and they heard from Jesus Christ, and their testimony about the resurrection, their fearless testimony about it, spread the gospel throughout the known world and started the church on its way. They were faithful to report exactly what they saw and what they heard and what the Spirit of God revealed to them. We are no less obligated to report accurately what is in the Bible, our testimony, what God has done for us, and the record of the Word of God in our lives and of the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's why we need to be well acquainted with the Bible, so that when people ask us questions about it, we can give an answer, or we can go find an answer for them, and we can stand faithfully by the Scriptures. It says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 2, John bore record of the Word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and all the things that he saw. Blessed is he that reads, and they that hear the words of those prophecy and keep those things which are written therein. You see, John was truthful in what he said, and we should be truthful, a faithful witness for Jesus Christ and for the Word of God, so that those who hear and subsequently those who read the Word of God for themselves through our testimony, they will be blessed. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I love you more than life itself. I pray, O Lord God, that you would help me, that I may bear faithful witness to what you have done in my life, that I may bear faithful witness to what I have read in your Word. Father, reveal yourself through your Word. Teach me as I read the Bible, that I may relate faithfully the things that are in there to others, and so be a faithful and true witness for you. I need your grace, O Lord God, in all things. Help me to be your faithful and true witness. In Jesus' name, amen.